MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Let's get into some trend spotting now and analyze some of the key trends identified by the Deloitte Global Automotive Consumer Study and how they're likely to impact the South African marketplace. Martin Davis, who's Deloitte's Africa auto sector leader, joining me for that conversation. Thanks so much, Martin, for joining us bright and early this morning. So spotting trends matter, right? So we can glean some perspective, we can gain some foresight on where things are headed. And with interest rates rising and costs escalating, front of mind for any consumer right now, where, oh, where is pricing heading? How much of an idea of that have you managed to get out of this study in particular?
Yeah, good morning, Alicia, and thank you for having me. Well, I think the South African consumer, as Zach was outlining in your previous conversation, it sort of squeezed between inflation from below and taxation from above. So the middle class under pressure, of course, pricing is of all importance. The recent trend continues of very inflated pre-owned car prices, and also because of a relatively, what we see again in recent weeks, the last week or so, a less valued rand, pushing up prices on the import side of new vehicles. So I think for the next sort of year, perhaps the story of 2022 is the mega trend is large inflation at a global level. Mm. Never continue in the car sector, be it pre-owned or new. And South African consumers, of course, will be under increased pressure when purchasing and maintaining running vehicles.
So within that scenario where we're looking at so many factors fueling inflation and that the big bugbear and growth still very much temperamental if it is going to come through, how are OEMs containing inflationary pressures on vehicle prices? I mean, are they managing to pull at levers that are proving to be effective enough to incentivize some demand in a slow to no growth economy?
It's tough. Ultimately, I think there's maybe a few factors to consider here. Firstly, of course, OEMs are providing more, should we say, more software applications in vehicles. It's no longer just about the hardware of the car. It's about the software that's offered with it. That's increasingly the trend. I think the second factor is it's not so much OEM's choice. It's market driven. So consumers are buying down. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's small hatchbacks and relatively small to medium-sized SUVs at the expense of the premium luxury brands. I think those are sort of the key issues to consider. And thirdly, I think it's ultimately, and this is where the interest rate cycle turn is, it will have a dramatic impact, is consumers are heavily leveraged, as you referred to. And what's the cost of capital, cost of finance? Are financial service providers providing innovative finance? Yes, to as much as they can in a relatively high interest in a rising interest rate environment. So all these factors together, I wouldn't use the phrase perfect storm, but it just talks to a situation where the South African consumers are having to purchase vehicles at lower price points purely because of the state of the economy.
Martin, so with these cost parameters very much front and center, is it far-fetched thinking about a South African consumer market that responds positively and quickly to the EV market? And let's not forget power supply constraints here that possibly add to the burden of venturing down this space anyway.
I think there's a bit of an overreaction when it comes to the Eskom factor of power supply. I mean, most people, if we were to drive EVs en masse, it wouldn't be like a European type of scenario where, you know, people are trying to charge cars on sort of on street parking. Most people would park in a garage at home or in a carport, wherever it may be, and can quite easily charge their vehicle, even with a 2-2.5 hour, whatever it may be, sort of load shedding type situation. The real challenge here is first lack of availability of product, and of course pricing. EVs are, you know, the average new car price in South Africa is roughly around 360,000-370,000 rand. The entry level price for an EV is approaching 600. So it's significantly above the price point where it needs to be. I think we may see OEMs starting to, maybe some new OEMs entering the market, not from a manufacturing perspective, but at least sales, selling EVs in the local marketplace at a lower price point. But at the moment, I mean, you mentioned our on Deloitte Global Automotive Consumer Research, we found that South Africa is countering the trend in a very bad way. When we stood out as 84% of South African consumers still want to buy an internal combustion engine. That's the highest in the world across the 26 countries we surveyed. That compares to a South Korea of 37%. So there's this very strong dependence on a internal combustion engine. Only 2% of South African consumers actually wanted to buy an EV for their next vehicle. Sure. This is what we've just found. So, you know, there needs to be a, will it be regulatory driven? Yeah. I think the government needs to incentivize, of course, or will it be consumer driven? At the moment, it's not consumer driven. I think we'll see EVs at the upper luxury level come into play, and perhaps for intra-urban logistics courier companies. But for the mass market, far too premature.
Yeah. Well, we wait and see how this all plays itself out. It's an interesting playing field. Let's leave it there, Martin. Thanks so much for having joined us this morning. That, of course, Martin Davis, who's Deloitte's Africa auto sector leader.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.